Blog Talk Radio.
This is Master Griot Radio, channel 13 on your NBBTA Internet Radio dial. I'm Jacqueline Taylor Adams, and I am your host for this moment in time. It's time for purpose-driven words, shaping thoughts, building minds, true wealth, communities, and legacies.
If my words had wings, they'd fly to you each day.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the Media Mix Live, Pure Tea Marketing Madness. You've just been listening to Ain't No Sunshine by Bonnie James. That was making you feel good, wasn't it? Well, I'm Jacqueline Taylor Adams, and I am your host for this moment in time. And today we have a special guest. We have the small business marketing coach, Pam Knight. So you ask, what makes a marketing mix great? Pam Knight does. She's the marketing coach. So we're going to talk to Pam Knight today, get to know her a little bit better, and she will become our co-host here on the Media Mix Live, Pure Tea Marketing Madness. And so not only will we be bringing live to you the Media Mix, but also the Marketing Mindset Group, also on what? BlackBusinessSpace.com. Why? Because Master Griot Radio is a program of the National Black Business Trade Association, and we all meet on blackbusinessspace.com. So come and join us. So this afternoon, we want to welcome Pam Knight. Hi, Pam.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing great. So we finally make this happen.
Yes.
Okay. Now, everyone out there in the world, because it's internet and it's global, wants to know, who is Pam Knight?
Well, that's a great question. I am a small business marketing coach. I live in Maryland, and I have worked with small businesses for many years as a consultant to the government. I used to be a government contractor. As a matter of fact, I still am a small business government contractor. I help small businesses who want to get certified for federal contracting. I help them do that. But I also work with small businesses who want to attract more clients and get more business and make more money and have a great lifestyle, because that's what we're all in business to do.
Okay. So what moved you to focus your career on marketing? Was it, I mean, did you grow up always, you know, thinking like a marketer, or was this, you know, did mama say, I knew she's going to be a marketing person?
You know what, I don't really know. I think my mother used to say I was very independent, and I was always doing things and creating things, and, you know, I wanted to learn how to sew. I wanted to make my own stuff, and I think it all was stemming from as a little girl, but I didn't really know what I was really doing. I would do talent shows in my basement. I would do this. I would do that. I was always trying to find something to do, something creative to do. And, you know, as I went along working and stuff, I worked in the federal government at the FAA. I enjoyed working with people. And I was a HR person for a while, and I was working with the airports for the Federal Aviation Administration. And then eventually I went out into the private sector, and when I went out into the private sector, I decided I wanted to start marketing, because I do have a bachelor's degree in marketing. So I just said I wanted to finally put that into force, and I've just been helping and working with small businesses ever since.
Okay. Well, that is great. That's great. I see this probably common thread with many marketing people. I used to do the same thing. I remember one day I was about 7 years old, and everyone came home. I had a flea market set up on the porch. I don't know where I got that idea from. And I probably would have been super successful had we had an enclosed porch. But, you know, that was always me. But I was a lone soldier. I was always into making up things, events, and
kind of like that, you know.
Yeah.
Just start being creative, start doing things, and it just, one thing works out for the other, and you don't really know when you're small what that really means or what it is, but as you get older, you kind of put it all in place.
Yeah. So, as far as coaching small businesses, I mean, what's that about? How does a marketing coach work for a small business?
Well, a marketing coach is an individual who helps develop that company or that individual or that professional into being the type of person they need to lead and run their company. So what you do is, it's not like hands-on, like a consultant, it's hands-on where you're actually doing the work for the individual. As a coach, you give them the motivation, the focus, the inspiration, the drive, and you work with them. You give them assignments to do. You meet with them, and you talk with them, and you make sure that they're doing the things that they need to do, that you ask them to do, to move them forward and to take their business to the next level. So I have developed several coaching packages for small business who need that help, so they can come in at any level and get the type of training that they need, the drive, the focus, the inspiration. And I also have a group coaching where we meet monthly, and it's connecting entrepreneurs, small business owners, individuals, and professionals together, networking online and on the phone, so that each person can share their issues, concerns, their breakthroughs, their successes. They can network one another, and it's a group coaching. And a lot of business don't understand that sometimes they need that upper-level help. as a coach. They're stuck. They don't know what to do. They sit there and they wonder why their business isn't going anywhere. And usually, I'll say this for myself, I have coaches because until I got some coaches, I was stuck. I was like, what do I do? How do I do this? And working with a coach, lots of time, cut your learning curve in half because they know what can help, what can move you forward, what things you can do. So as a coach, as a, I call it a mastermind, you're working with like-minded people, people who are serious about their business, who want to move forward, who want to do things. So to me, that's what coaching, and that's why I got into coaching, because not only was I doing hands-on with people, I decided, let me take it to another level and teach these people some of the experiences I've learned and cut their learning curve in half.
Okay, all right. So just to, you know, help create some more pictures, you know, for our audience, you know, what would be the type of things? Because, you know, a lot of people may feel they're motivated, you know, for their business, but I think a lot of people can, you know, attest to the point, sometimes you feel stuck and you don't know which direction. And sometimes people think they just need a plan. But outside of the plan, I mean, what type of thing would you, like, what would you say to a person that felt that they were stuck? And as a marketing coach,
okay,
I mean, you know, what type of things would you say to that client?
Well, people come to me with various issues and concerns. So basically it would be what I would have to find out what is it, what their pain is, what is it that they're having an issue with. And a lot of times is the number one question, number one answer is, I don't have any clients. I don't know how to market. And so usually as a coach, I sit down and I go over with them what their business is like. And then I devise a plan, which I have a coaching plan for small business. It's like a boot camp, and I kind of take them through a boot camp. But I can give them some steps right now that they can start thinking about and they can start doing on their own without going into a whole lot so that could help them. So if someone was to come to me and say, Pam, you know, nothing is happening. I'm sending out these cards. I'm doing this. I'm doing that. And I, you know, sit down and talk to them and kind of focus in on what they're doing wrong. Then I just talk to them and say, let's go. So let's say if we were to develop a plan for you, well, let's take you through a plan. And this is one of the plans that I work that I'm working on or I'm putting together. So I would say you have to make, number one, make client attraction a priority. You have to start focusing on how you're going to attract clients, prioritize your work schedule. Number two, focus on results and advantages. A lot of people go into business thinking they're going to talk about themselves. People don't want to hear about you. They want to hear about their pain. How are you going to solve their pain? Mm-hmm. You know, like number three, you have to craft your ideal client. Who is your ideal client? You can't target everybody. You have to be specific in who you target. Construct a compelling marketing message. What is going to make that person come to your business? If you're not getting any business or you're sending out information and nobody's calling you up, then your message must not be clear, okay? Package what you know, offer, and charge. Once you're in business to sell products or to sell services, how are you packaging your business? Are you walking the talk that you say you are? You want to develop a marketing message that will make people raise their hand and say, I want to work with you. So that means you got to have something unique about your business. And then you need to start getting out there in a big way. Stop being a secret. You got to tell everybody. You got to, you know, network. You can't, you know, be a secret and expect people to know who you are, get business. And you got to start making some joint ventures. Create your marketing pie. Who are you going to market to? And you want to market not one-on-one, but market in a big way so that you can talk to many people about your business. And start implementing some actions, put some systems in place so you can start getting results. So that's kind of a plan that I would do for marketing.
Okay. Well, that's great information, and it's clear, and she has reiterated many things that I have said. So if you keep hearing it over and over, it must be correct. So one thing we really want to do at the Media Mix Live, it's a couple goals. First, we really want to educate the small business person on what marketing is, terminology, so that they're comfortable, you know, as they surf and negotiate with various terms and different things that come about. So we want you to get comfortable with marketing and the terms. Second, we want you to understand the value of marketing. Marketing is the process, basically, from getting from your product or service to a sale. Marketing is the process. So it's a really a place where you need to be astute at in business, and you need to be willing to invest money in order to actually generate a return from your business. So especially many, a lot of times, blacks in business do not value marketing. They'll say that they need it, but they won't move to the point of actually investing in it.
That's very true.
And they base price on, they base their marketing decisions based on cost instead of, like, when you build a plan, you want to base your marketing decisions more on what's going to help you get to your goal with the at least cost with the least amount of energy. But that's your evaluations tools that you're going to use, and that which is most effective. So you, that's how you're going to judge what you do, not based off of, well, this costs less than this, so I'm going to do it. Because sometimes cheap can be very expensive.
That's very correct. Don't I know?
Yeah, so just because something is cheap, and then sometimes people have an issue with cost because something might be free. Doesn't necessarily make it bad. It's just, what is it going to do for you? And is how much energy, time, and effort is it going to take for me to get from there to my goal? You know, some things that you will find that could be low cost, inexpensive, really hit a lot of your target areas. Well, you know what? I could, again, like a joint venture may plop you right there where your target market is. You know, so just by doing that joint venture, like sometimes people wonder, you know, don't ever always try to be the lone soldier. The joint venture could put you right there at your target market. Well, that's a lot of effort lost trying to search. Somebody, you know, by partnering with this person, I'm right at my target market. There's just a lot of different things, but without a plan, sometimes it makes it harder to make the best decisions and the most strategic decisions. So this has been great information. So what we're going to do, we're going to take a moment. We're going to go to a commercial. We're going to check out our sponsor, Exodus International. They have some wonderful tours. They got a tour to Vietnam going on, a tour to Ghana. Please give Exodus a call. Wonderful exotic tours, great service. So we're going to hear from Exodus. And then we're going to come back. And Pam's going to tell us about an actual live webinar she has going on where you can actually learn more information and about our mastermind groups.
Hello, everyone. My name is Donna McKeithen, and I am founder of Exodus International Group. We are a tour and meeting planning company located in Alexandria, Virginia. We provide quality, cost-effective vacations, cruises, and tour packages, as well as historical and educational programs for groups and individuals. Also, call us if you need international meeting assistance for your business or church. We are your cultural connection to the continent of Africa. Visit places like Ghana and Senegal and the Gambia and Mali and South Africa. Also travel to Europe and Asia and the Caribbean and South America. And we offer many other destinations around the world. Interested in international business or coach class tickets? Give us a call. Our staff has over 20 years of experience in the tourism and travel industry. Visit our website at www.xisandxray.com or call us at 703-971-9660. Thank you.
Ain't no time for resting on my laurels when every day is an oral exam. And for the next man, I'm a walking target. He want to drive me out of business and take over my market. He's sick of envisioning himself as me on Porgy's red carpet. Sick of putting out bullshit CDs that barely seem to turn a profit. And it's awkward because this ain't hip-hop, so neither one of us got to be the hardest. And it's not that I'm the luckiest, it's simply that I know where my God is. Do the knowledge. We ain't got to talk about summers. I am the only spoken word artist doing the independent rapper numbers. Who else orders CDs thousands at a time? One of the cats just happy to hit the road with 99. I am not peace on earth, but I am peace of mind. Spoken word is a small world, and a large percentage of it is mine. It doesn't matter who you are. If you own a decent system, my CDs make you want to pay off your car. I am not a star. I'm a businessman. I provide a service. I make my people feel like $1 million within a system that makes them feel worthless. Like I snatch them out of the matrix. Like I tell them, go get yourself a glass of water and take this. Like I tell them most of what y'all listening to is fake shit. Like I tell them the marketing studio time and their time is paid for by racists. And I know they hate it when I make them face it. But God gave us spoken word in order to give us the tools to get ahead. And our oppressor gave us that other shit in order to give us the tools to get dead. And they need it that way. And we need it that way. And we stand in line for the tools for our own demise. And we even seem happy to pay.
And we're back. And this is the Media Mix Live, Pure Tea Marketing Madness. I'm Jacqueline Taylor Adams, and I am your host for this moment in time. Our special guest today is marketing coach for the small business, Pam Knight. And you've just finished listening to Talam AC, Peace Laurel, from his CD Underground Heavy. And we just want, this is Master Grill Radio, so we incorporate spoken word into everything that we do. And we want you to feel the diversity of marketing. Everybody can market. Everyone needs to market. And we wanted you to feel that, you know, that passion behind the hustle of the small business. So we're back here with Pam Knight. And she's going to tell us about some opportunities that you have to, you know, engage some of her group opportunities.
Okay. Group opportunities. Well, I'm on the Black Business Space, and that's where I met Jackie. And she signed up for my little group, and we started connecting, and I was, you know, she was, I guess, impressed in some of the marketing information I was leaving on the website. And I'm glad, because that's what I want. I want people to believe there are people out there that want to help you grow your business. And so one of the things I would like to mention is that tonight we're having a teleconference call. It's called Marketing and Mindset, and we have a few people on that's going to be talking about their business, what they're doing in their business in this slow economy. And it's going to be a very interesting call. They're going to just talk about their successes, issues, and breakthroughs, and how they're forging along in their business. And it would be a great thing for people to listen, because one of those fields that they're in might be a field that you're in, or one of the issues, concerns, or something might be something that you might be having in your business. So it's going to be talk. We're going to talk a little bit about, you know, how people are doing their thing in the slow economy.
Okay. And so how can people tune in?
They can tune in. It's gone. Give them the website.
Okay.
The web address, or
yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. The web address is, of course, you know, your http://. tinyurl, which is tinyurl.com/ 6 M as in Mary, X as in xylophone, C5U.
Okay, so can you give that one more time, because I'm typing it in the chat room.
Okay, it's http://. tinyurl.com/ 6M XC5U.
Okay.
And it starts tonight at 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, so whatever time zone you're in, you'll have to do it accordingly.
Well, if it's 9 o'clock Eastern Standard, that means it's 8 p.m. Central,
right,
and 6 p.m. Pacific. In other countries, you guys are going to have to check that one.
Right.
Okay. So you can, if you have any questions, you can call in to 646-716-7994. And you can ask Pam any questions. You can join us also in the chat room. And we're here. Now, if for some reason they don't catch us in time, how can people reach out to you, Pam?
They can call me at 301-735-9000. 1-800-366-0355, or they can go to my website, which is clientsnow.com.
Yeah, that sounds really good, guys. Clientsnow.com. That's not a hard thing to remember. I want some clients right now.
Clientsnow.com. And like I said, we do have a mastermind group, and that is on the website. We also have group coaching, and that is on the website. So we have various programs for small businesses. It's just that small businesses have to decide how they're going to invest in making their business move forward and look at the value of what they're doing and not so much the price. That's what I think a lot of small businesses get stuck on, like, oh, it's going to cost me this. However, what are you going to do? Are you going to stay stuck, or are you going to invest and learn the things that you need to do to move forward in your business?
Definitely. And clear message. You always want to look at the value and not the price. That's just where so many people go wrong and looking at that. And then, you know, and by doing a plan, I'm telling you, we all know, we hate doing resumes and we hate doing business plans. We know these are like the things we just hate doing the most in life. But we do know a plan really, really helps. And everything doesn't have to be, you know, a full 100-page business plan document. But just even when you plan out your strategies, by just having your marketing plan there, doing the outline and filling it in as you go along, it just helps you with the thought processes. And more importantly, it really helps save you when it comes to deciding what to do. And part of the other goal of the Media Mix Live, again, is to bring a collective of black media together so that, again, we can help us in creating vertical paradigms. We're all promoting our businesses, and we're all marketing sponsorship packages. I normally reach out to a lot of, you know, typical would have been non-black-owned media. But there is enough black-owned media that is very effective that I can have the opportunity, if I'm pulling together a sponsorship or looking to advertise, that I can find sources within the black media. So that was the purpose of bringing the Media Mix group together, so that people with various, you know, media could come together, and then those... And then to teach the marketing so that people can make better decisions in actually buying, because sometimes we're not really supportive of our media. And when people can go around and say, oh, join this network marketing thing, join this 1-Up, 2-Up, 3-Up programs all the time that are not, you know, they're not black-owned, and then they go spam all over the internet on, you know, different things, you know, different social networks, and it's like such an ineffective way of using time and effort. And if your goal is really to make money and really be effective in your community by actually sitting down, doing a plan, knowing where your strengths are and where your weaknesses are, you could find opportunities and, you know, opportunities for marketing and promoting yourself that are very effective, that at the same time can help your community and will fit within your budget. And then it also gives you time to plan. Okay, if this is what I'm going to need to do, I may can't do it all at one time, but maybe I can take on this part. And, you know, you just do what you need to do to get what you need to get. And the end result is we want to profit for our business.
That's right. That's
yeah,
right.
You know.
Say it better myself.
Yeah.
That's what you do. You have to. I really see on the internet that a lot of people get into these MLMs, which is nothing really wrong with them, but it's the way their approach is, and they just drop off stuff. They're not really adding value to what you're trying to do. It's just I want to make a sale. Join. And a lot of people get turned off by that, and I know I do.
Mm-hmm.
But I know, you know, since I've been on the internet and I provide some marketing tips and information, a lot of people are coming and saying, you know, can you help me? Can you? Because I'm really stuck. And hopefully for 2009, people are going to take a better attitude about their business. They're going to start really thinking, I do need to invest in my business. I do need to come up with a plan. I do need to value what I need to do. I need to get some help, some coaching, or join a mastermind group because, like I said, I do have a group, a monthly coaching mastermind group for people who cannot afford one-on-one private coaching. There's a mastermind group where you can get in and talk with other people. You also talk to me. I give you laser coaching. Everything that we do is recorded, and you can download it. You can ask me questions, and we speak on specific topics. Those things, those types of things people need, and they don't realize that they need that until they're just stuck.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah. Don't wait to get stuck. Be proactive. Or if you're stuck now, I mean, sometimes we do hit plateaus and all. Sometimes it's just an issue of change of environment, you know, and we are affected by external sources. And, you know, unplanned things like, you know, the whole economy thing, you know, depending on what your line of business, that may have really adversely affected you, and it wasn't even something that you saw coming. So, I mean, there are things like that that do affect us and that make us, even the most experienced and skilled people, have to go back to the table and reevaluate because it, you know, just simply changes in markets, you know, changes in buying patterns and behavior, you know.
Change in time.
Mm-hmm.
Got to keep up with the times.
Yeah, so.
And I think I just want to say one thing I noticed, that a lot of small business don't keep up with the times. You really have to, as time progresses, you really have to start changing. Sometimes things that you used to do, you can't do anymore. You have to perfect it, do something different, do something better. So.
Okay, well, that's great. So we are here at the end of The Media Mix Live, PLT Marketing Madness. I mean, we just come on, we just talk about marketing. You know, we must be some geeks, right? Well, we want to thank each and every one for joining us. Our guest today has been small business coach, marketing coach, Pam Knight, who will now be the co-host for the Media Mix Live Marketing Madness Show. So we will be bringing to you, we'll be back in 2 weeks, because I think we're going to hit near the holiday season. It's going to be next week. So we'll be back in 2 weeks, beginning the very beginning of December, and we're coming back, and we're going to promote and put out a list of topics that we will hit each week. And we're going to walk you through. I know you're feeling this the holiday season, but now is the time while you're capitalizing, and it depends on your, you know, your business, what part of this, if this is your true holiday season. But, you know, while this is going on, right now you definitely should be into, especially if you're in the retail sales, you definitely need to be looking at December, first week of December. You need to lay out your plan for February. So it's time to, you know, get yourself prepared. Start looking forward, and we will speak on different subjects. And always, when you come to the table, come with a pad and a pencil and take notes. It's valuable
information.
Exactly.
Always be prepared.
So, what we want to do before we leave out, Pam, I would like you to one more time give information on the webinar for tonight, and then how people can connect with you with the Mastermind group, your contact info, and then
okay,
answer just the one question. As soon as you give the end of your contact info, we just want to know, if you had 30 seconds and the whole world listening, what would you say?
Okay. My name, again, is Pam Knight, Small Business Marketing Coach. Tonight's teleseminar is going to be at 9 o'clock, and that's at the link is tinyurl.com/4/6MXC5U. My actual website address is clientsnow.com. My phone number is 301-735-0355. And it talks about on the website, it will talk about the group coaching as well as, the private coaching as well as the Silver Mastermind, Business Inner Circle Mastermind. That is a membership, a paid membership program that I have for small businesses who are serious about being involved, connected, and working and moving forward. And if I had one message I would say to small business is to, if you don't do anything else, get yourself into a mastermind program or get coaching, because you want to stop struggling with your business. You want to cut your learning curve in half. Stay motivated, be focused, and stay inspired and move forward.
All right. We want to thank you, Pam, for sharing with us and being the expert that you are. And for everyone in the listening audience, here on Master Griot Radio, we always speak for you, peace and love. We'll see you next week, same place, same time. And we're going to leave out on Rich Tucker's That's Cool.
Thank you.